We continue our learning. We're in Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We begin discussion of Arava. The Torah says Arve Nachal. Arve Nachal sounds like the Aravos have to grow by a stream, but we assume based on the Gemara that it means that there are Aravos that whose species typically grow by a stream, but they don't have to. That's not essential to fulfill the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Arava Gzula, Vivesha Psula. Now, Arava that's stolen is going to be pasul, obviously, because the first day it's not Lachem, and the rest of the days, besides the first day as well, is that it's mitzvah Abba Bavera. Vivesha, if it's dry, it's Psula, because it's not Hadar. Vishel Asherah, Vishel Erin Idachas Psula. If it's one from an Asherah tree that was an Arava tree that was worshipped, or in Aridachas, where it came from a city where the majority of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah and the city has to be destroyed. Psula, in both of these cases, because they have to be burnt, and therefore Kitusei Mechtas Shirei doesn't have the Shir. The Shir of Arava is 3 Tvacha minimally, and here if it has to be burnt, it's Kesarif Dami, so has no Shir. Nikdam Rosha, if the top was cut off just like the Hadas, we spoke about that would invalidate a hadas, or nifetzu aleha, if the majority the leaves were severed, means the majority of the leaves fell off, so to the same as we had when it came to the hadas, the hatzaf tzafa, this is something that is new. This is a plant, looks like an arava a little bit, but the stem is white and not red. The leaves are rounded and they're not elongated like an arava needs to be. And the edges are serrated and they're not smooth like an arava is supposed to be. So that is not going to be kosher. So the Mishnah again, Niktam Rosha, the top was cut off. Nifisu Alea, the majority of the leaves fell off. The Hatzaf Tzafa, and this thing that looks a little bit like an arava, but it's not a kosher arava, are all psula. Kimusha, if it's wilted, and this is typical, aravos very quickly can get dry, but it's not completely dry, it's not yevesha, it's kimusha, they're wilted a little bit, they're not completely black, but you see that already they're starting to dry, that's still going to be kshera. Vishen nashru mixas aleh, let's say a minority of the leaves settle off. Vishel baal, baal means it came from, this arava came from a field, a regular field that was watered, let's say by the rain, but it's not sitting by a brook, it's not sitting by a stream. It doesn't matter, as we said, Arve Nachal does have to be taken literally. So, therefore, Ksheira. So again, Kamusha, Wilted, Vishenoshu, Mixas Olel, so a minority of the leaves fell off, Vishel Baal, where it's not by a stream, Ksheira. Perek Imol, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Hadasim, Ushte Aravos, Lulav Echad, Ve'esog Echad. Quantity, how many of these do I need to fulfill the mitzvah? So Rabbi Shmuel says, like we do, 3 Hadasim, 2 Aravos, 1 Lulav, and 1 Esog. What's this based on? So 3 Hadasim, based on the fact when the Torah describes the Hadas, it says, Anaf, 8 Avos, a branch of a plaited tree. Each one of those words adds to the quantity. Anaf is 1, 8 is 1, and Avos is 1. What about Aravos? 2 Aravos, because it's Arve Nachal, it's plural. The minimum of Arve is 2, so we take 2. Lulav Echad, because although it says Kapos Tamarim, and Kapos is plural, Kapos is written Chaser, it's written without a Vav, as if it says Kapas, and therefore it's 1 Lulav. And of course, Esrog Echad, because it says Pri Eitz Hadar, that's singular. And then Rabbi Shmuel says, Afilu Shnaim Ketumim, Ve'echadeno Katum, it's kosher, meaning you have 3 hadasim, but they don't all have to be shalem. Even if 2 of them are cut, the tops are cut, but 1 is still shalem, where the top is not cut, that's going to be kosher. And that's not a contradiction to Mishnah Beis, where we spoke about Niktam Rosho Pasos Lahadas. You're right. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah if all of your hadasim that you have have the tops cut off. But as long as 1 is kosher, that is sufficient. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, though, clearly in contradiction to Mishnah Beis, Afilu Shlosh Dan Ketumim. Even if all 3 have the tops cut off, have the tips cut off, they're going to be kosher hadasim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem Shelulav Echad, Ve'esrog Echad, Kachadas Echad, Ve'arava Achas. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel in terms of the numbers. You have 1 lulav and 1 esrog, then it should be 1 hadas and 1 arava, and we don't darshan from the psukim, from anaf eitzavos, or arve nachlim plural, and that's it. So, regarding some of the issues in the Mishnah, so we'll talk about the hadas sheniktam rosho. So here it sounds like that Rabbi Shmuel allows one hadas to have two hadasim out of it, to have the tops cut off, and Rabbi Tarfon says all three. So the Ravid, so the Rambam happens to rule like Rabbi Tarfon, and therefore it's it would be. Like Rabbi Shmuel, in fact, that we need three hadasim and two aravos. But like Rabbi Tarfon, that even if all three hadasim have the tops cut off, it's kosher. That's what the Rambam rules in Periches and Hilchos Lulav. And the Ravid takes issue with that. And he says the following, and uses this language. Kivar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu has already been ruach hakodesh, divine inspiration has already appeared in our base medrash mikama shanem over for many, many years. Vehelinu shehu pasul kistam mishna senu. And we have decided that hadas with the top the cutoff is pasul like the stam mishna. Which is the stam mishna? The anonymous mishnah, mishna base that says niktam rosho, it's pasul. We can't possibly be following Rabbi Shmuel, says the Ravid against the Rambam. V'divrei Rabbi Tarfon she'amar afilu shloshtam kitumim kasher. This is Ravid speaking. That which Rabbi Tarfon says, even if the top three, the tips of three of them are, of all three are cut off, it's kasher. Inyan acheru, that's another issue. V'lo sheniktam rosho, doesn't really mean that the top is cut off. V'akol barur b'chiburenu, it's all clear in the book that we put together. U'makom hinich hanuchli hinichu li min hashamayim, and there's a place min hashamayim that they left for me. Meaning, and the Balamor and others explain that when Rabbi Tarfon speaking about niktam rosho in the eyes of the Ravid, he's not speaking about niktam, the top is cut off the way we understand it. The other branches that come out that maybe he's referring to that have been severed, and that's the reason why it's good b'di'evid, but if the top is really cut off, it's no good. Nonetheless, the Rambam seems to follow the simple reading of Rabbi Tarfon and our Mishnah. Even niktam, all three are kosher, and that's a halacha. Okay, number two, the Gemara asked on Rabbi Shmuel's position. He said, even if you have two cut off, and one is not cut, that's okay. So, the manavshach, meaning if he holds a hadas that has the top cut off is invalid. So the fact that he requires three, and three hadasim are based on the pasuk, then all three should be shalit. And if he holds that a hadas katum that has the top cut off is kosher, so then if he even all three, he should follow Rabbi Tarfon. How do we understand Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shmuel rescinded his position from that which he said that you need to take three hadasim. And that's why he says you can take two katum. That's what happened in the Mishnah. Happened was he started by saying shlosha hadasim, and then he rescinded his position by saying afilu shnayim kitumim be'echadenu katum is okay because I changed my mind. You only need one hadas. Well, if you only need one hadas, so why would I bring one kosher hadas and two non-kosher hadasim? What do I accomplish? So the answer is, it says the Ran, for hider mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel wants three hadasim maybe. That may be a way to understand it, but since the other two are not ma'akev, it's enough to have one kosher one and two that are cut. Now, when it came to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, where he says you only take one hadas, the Ran explains that he means a hadas she'eno katum. It's a hadas that's not cut. Meaning Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shmuel position after he was closer, after he rescinded, that you need a hadas she'eno katum. The only question is, l'chatchila, how many should you have? Rabbi Shmuel says, l'chatchila, for hinder mitzvah, you should have three, but two don't need, two can have the tops cut off. Rabbi Akiva holds, you only need one hadas, and one hadas, you don't accomplish anything by having two more, not even hinder mitzvah. The last point is that of the Ramban, who says that which we are machshir hadas, that the top is cut off, let's say more than other meaning. Why? How could we have such a position? Rabbi Tarfon, how does that even work? And the Rambam rules that way. Why would it not be true when it comes to the top of the lulav or top of the arava? Niktam rosho, no one has a position that that's okay. He says, because the fact that it's plated and you have all of these leaves going around, so if the top is cut off, it's not nicker, it's not as noticeable as it would be when it comes to the other meaning.